How handy was he at fixing things?
Joe was very handy, although he wouldn't tackle anything major by himself. He had a very strong work ethic. He felt that things had to be done the correct and the right way, and there was no other way. There was no shortcuts in our house.
What were some of the more ambitious things he undertook?
Well, for example, we had the attic. We renovated the third floor, and I'll never forget, we had all these, the walls were up, everything was up. We ordered this beautiful bed for Carrie's bedroom, and it was one solid piece of oak. It was a platform bed. And of course, when the bed came, it couldn't make the turn going up the steps in the attic. And I'll never forget coming home.
But did he give up there?
He didn't give up. He took out half the wall. He put a huge hole in the wall, the new wall. And I remember all the neighbors coming by in awe, saying, I can't believe Joe Levy put a hole in that wall.
He knew he could fix it.
Sure enough, he got that bed up there, and then we had to repair the wall. He was determined to take down every plaster wall in that house and put up sheetrock. And he was very good at demolition. and projects lasted an eternity, but it was done the right way. And we didn't skip corners. He didn't take any shortcuts. And if it wasn't done the right way, it wasn't going to be done at all. So he was, and I knew that from the day we first got married. I'll never forget. We were unpacking and getting settled into the apartment, and he said to me, by the way, do you rotate the underwear after you wash them? I looked at him, and I said to him, you're lucky I wash the underwear, and I fold it. That's as far as I go. You can rotate your own underwear.
That's good. You don't wear it all out, you know?
He wanted them rotated, and, you know, in the closet.
You don't have a worn-out pair and then a perfectly new pair. You got to evenly, you know, wear them.
And in the closets, the hangers, they all had to face in the same direction. So he was, I remember the time that he liked everything organized. And the time I remember I got sick with pneumonia and I was in bed for a week. Came downstairs and he had my Lazy Susan with all the cooking utensils labeled. And he had pictures of the kitchen cabinets with the dishes where they should be placed, and each cabinet had a picture.
Because he knew it wasn't going to be done right unless he took those
and
pictures.
And I thought, oh my God, he's going to drive me crazy. I came down and I said, well, I got news for you. The kitchen is my domain. And if I want to be a little unorganized, I've got every right.
You figured he set the ground.
These labels are coming off in a week. They did. They lasted like 1 week. And I said, it took me more time to put them in the right spot than to put them away. So I decided that's got to go.
It was worth a shot. He loved New York City, as you said. How so? What experiences did he show you that you wouldn't have seen if he didn't show you?
Well, first of all, he thought New York City was the greatest city in the world. And Joe would never want to live. You know, I used to say to him, you know, we moved to Florida or somewhere else, it would be easier for us, it would be cheaper to live. And he said, no, this is the place, you know. New York is the place to live. There's no other place like New York. And he just thought it was the greatest city in the world, and that the fire department was the greatest job to have, and that you know, there was so much history behind New York and places to see.
Sounds like he took you to a lot of places.
We did the Statue of Liberty. We did all the historic sites, and
you also did the Circle Line tours.
We did the Circle Line tours. You know, we just did neighborhood visits. You know, Battery Park was one of his favorite areas, but you know, he loved Midtown as well. And you know, there's, you know, even I guess being an engineer and a fireman, you know, there was a lot of history that a lot of people don't know about certain right. buildings in New York and certain sites. And he just wanted to know it all. He just loved the area. He loved New York in at Christmas time, and just felt it was a great place to live.
What a great place for someone who appreciates Christmas to
be
in New York City.
He loved every season. He loved the fall. You know, he loved to take a ride in the car and see the changing of the leaves. And the summer, he loved the beach. We loved the beach.
Spent a lot of time at the Hamptons.
We spent lots of time in the Hamptons. We had fun in the Hamptons.
I hear you also went to Disney a lot.
Oh, we did Disney. Disney was a yearly trip.
Really?
Joe, we would go in the crack of dawn. We'd be there, and he would be the last person to leave. The kids, I remember the kids would be tired, and they were little, and they want to go home. And he's like, "Nope, we're not done yet.
We still got another hour
to go.
Might as well make the most of it."
He was definitely, he just wanted to get the most out of everything he did.
What was he drawn to down there?
I mean, he just thought Disney World was just totally amazing.
Any particular exhibits or rides or anything?
He loved fast rides with the kids.
Oh.
And he loved the water parks. They tried to get me to go down those. They used to say to me, "Oh, this is a little hill." but they loved, he just loved the water sports. He loved the fast rides. And my kids never had any fear of any of that. They went on everything with him.
He really enjoyed excitement. He enjoyed thrilling things.
Thrills, yeah. If he could, he would have jumped out of that airplane.
Yeah, there was controversy. I was told he did jump out.
No, he never jumped out.
How close did he get?
I guess I would have taken another $300,000 out of his life insurance. I wouldn't let him. I didn't want him to jump out of an airplane, but he would have, you know.
So you stopped him.
Yeah, and he did almost everything else, you know.
But, I mean,
if he could, he would have.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he would definitely, And actually, I think he would eventually, he would have, as soon as the kids were old enough, I think he would have taken that.
He had it on his list.
Oh, yeah, it was on his list, and he just hadn't gotten to it yet.
Were there any other special places you visited besides Hawaii, any foreign places or anything like that? Places you disliked or liked?
We basically spent our summers, since my parents were in Florida. And we did Disney. He loved the Keys. We never got a chance. We did do a cruise, the two of us. We did a four-day cruise.
Oh.
It was nice.
Did you snorkel or scuba there?
We snorkeled, which was great.
Yeah, it's a nice place for it.
Yeah. But, and that the cruise was in the Bahamas. The Keys, we never got to the Keys. He had been to the Keys, and he wanted to get back there. But he liked Florida. He thought it was a great place to visit, but he said when he got older, the best of both worlds would be to have a place in Florida and, of course, a winter house in the mountains for skiing in Vermont.
Yeah. Can't argue
with that. Would be his ideal.
You mentioned sports, skiing, and rollerblading. Were there any other sports he was
in? He played baseball.
He was in the men's rec league.
He was in men's rec league, and he kind of got into that a little bit later on in his life, and he enjoyed it, although he'd come home pretty sore. He was getting at that stage where he needed to...
joints were a little less flexible than they used to be.
Yeah, the joints weren't that great. But, you know, he kept in good shape. I mean, with those high rises, you know, sometimes you have to climb up with, you know, like 150 pounds of equipment on your back.
Phenomenal.
Like 50 flights or whatever or more. And, you know, he always used to say he'd get up there before the young guys. So he kept in pretty good shape, Joe.
The rec league was named after him then.
Yes, it was.
That was very nice.
The men's league.
He was also involved in kids' soccer.
Yes, he was a soccer coach. He helped out with Brian and Caitlin. He gave Caitlin 1 year. I'll never forget. He did the kindergarten league with her. And they were like little hordes of sheep, you know. They were so cute. And with the girls, you know, it was so different, you know. It was girls and boys, but, you know, he'd say, "Okay, go after the ball," and they'd be... talking and resting, and he just look at me like, "Oh my God, what have I got myself into?" But He was cute. He'd have when he'd have like little diagrams of plays and things that he could teach them. And I think, as a matter of fact, I don't know if I brought it with me, but I have pictures of Joe. I don't think I did. When he when Brian was in second grade, he would always go to the Hutchison School with his fire equipment and teach the children on fire safety. And
it must have been exciting
the
for
kids,
Brian.
They loved that. Yeah, and Brian loved having him there. And we have a little booklet of pictures of him with Brian at his side teaching them fire safety. And, of course, he did the same thing for Caitlin. And with Carrie, I dragged him on all the Girl Scout overnight camping trips because I didn't like bugs. So we decided we'd drag him, and the leader at the time was Mamie Balester, and she dragged her husband as well so that they could come and kill all the spiders. And
you wanted to share the bugs with him.
Keep us company until we got accustomed to the cabins. So he did a lot with the kids.